This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a report out today from the College Board saying the number of high school students taking advanced placement exams has nearly doubled over the past 10 years. The class of 2013 collectively took more than 3 million AP tests, in fact, which at $89 a whack adds up to a whole lot of revenue for the College Board, the nonprofit that runs the AP program. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has our story on the economics of preparing for college.
If your high school experience was a while ago, you probably took nowhere near as many AP classes as modern-day students like Brooke Huang in North Carolina.
I took, let's see, this might take me a moment to remember. I took environmental science, art history, calculus AB, and world history.
And that was just her sophomore year. She's taken plenty more since. AP classes were previously a way to set yourself apart. But with college admissions increasingly competitive, many students feel they're potentially as important as the SAT, also run by the College Board. Andrea Morris, whose son is a Maryland high school student, says test fees add up fast.
If your son or daughter is taking more than one, you know, you could be spending several hundred dollars. That's real money to many families.
Morris knows other parents who set aside their tax refunds to pay test fees. It's also real money for the College Board. Revenue from the AP program is a key part of a company that brings in more than $750 million a year. Senior VP Trevor Packer hears the complaints from parents, but says testing is costly to run. He also says board research shows families see the opportunity to earn college credit as a fair deal.
We haven't seen that $89 exam fee is a barrier for most students.
And the College Board does reduce fees for low-income kids. With a college degree more important than ever and AP classes seen as the path to great schools, more parents will be shelling out for their kids to take these tests. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.